And welcome back. I hope all of you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. You are listening to Radio RNN, and this is Raylan Allen. And I feel greatly honored today to be talking with Bill Ryan and Carrie Cassidy of Project Camelot. At least I hope that this is what we're going to be doing. We're having some technical difficulties. We've just hooked up a new computer at our office. And this computer connects Skype to Skype. We tried it a couple of days ago, and it was working not too well. And then suddenly, Joe, our miracle owner and engineer, was able to get it working perfectly. But right at the moment, we don't have either of our guests on, and so I'm just waiting until they do arrive. One of the things that I was doing right before I came on the air is I was reading this article from the Mirror in the UK, and it is just one of the most chilling articles that I have read, and I'm wondering whether or not when they say that it was signed in blood, if they are really meaning that it was signed in blood, or if the man who was, it was an ambassador who was talking about it. And so was the ambassador just using a phrase meaning, my God, I signed it in blood, you know, like my blood, sweat, and tears? Let me tell you who signed it in blood. It was former Prime Minister Tony Blair. Signed in blood at George Bush's, I think this was when they met at his ranch in Texas in 2002. But it was at a secret meeting, and allegedly Tony Blair signed in blood Britain's support for an attack on Baghdad. Yes, the article does go on to say that they met at his Texas ranch. Now, why in the world would that, if he didn't sign it in blood, why in the world would the Mirror use that unless the ambassador had himself used it? And if indeed Tony Blair did sign it in blood, what in the world, what kind of significance did this have? And I've just been told that Carrie is on. So, Carrie, I just feel greatly honored to be talking with you and Bill today. And so welcome to Radio RNN. And hopefully you are there.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, good. I can hear you now. And I'm just needing to tell my board man that he's in Switzerland, not in New Zealand. I have another guest in New Zealand, and I think he was getting him. I think he was getting Bill mixed up. Sorry for the difficulties, but you know live radio. I'm sure that you have had this problem too in all of the interviews that the two of you have done.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, Carrie, when I think about Project Camelot and I follow the two of you around, you know, by going to your website and see what you're doing, I mean, you guys are going around the world with your conferences, and at your conferences you are bringing people together who are literally at the cutting edge of knowledge in the world today. I have a feeling that you two are catalysts for something that is so amazing that even the two of you don't really know what is happening. And I just got told that Bill is on. So welcome, Bill. And we heard a Skype noise, but we didn't hear Bill yet. So I'll just go on. Carrie, the two of you are bringing people out of the woodwork, people have who have been so deep cover that many of us didn't even know they existed until you found them. And what you're doing through your interviews is helping the rest of us out here learn what all of these people who are at the cutting edge know. And what I see is the world is waking up.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that. That is actually our philosophy as well. And we're seeing that the evidence of that not only on in the vast number of email messages we get every day, but also when we do conferences, the number of people that attend and that want to create conferences for us around the world is expanding, and it's really quite amazing.
It's almost a miracle, because when did you begin? 2006, I think?
Yes, that's right. We began in approximately April, May of 2006. I met Bill originally. I interviewed him at Laughlin. I had just picked up a consumer-grade camcorder around November of that of the year before, 2005, and was going around to conferences. I wanted to interview the speakers to find out what their experience, their personal experience was with UFOs. Mm-hmm. So I started down that road already, and then one of my interviewees was Bill Ryan, and he happened to be the webmaster for the Serpo.org project. ProjectSurfer.org, I think it's the website. And he had volunteered to build that website and consequently had gotten fairly deeply involved in that whole sort of release of info and disinfo that was known as the Serpo Project. So I wanted to interview him in regard to that, because the people who had released that information, which was actually members of the DIA, did not want to be interviewed, and were not, they were known as anonymous. They weren't coming forward themselves. So Bill Ryan consequently became kind of the spokesperson, and he aggregated all their information to make it readable and accessible to the general public on a website.
Well, you are telling me, you know, I thought that I knew everything in the world. the Quinn Project Camelot comes along and brings out this information that I have never even heard of. And I feel like I'm over here in this compartmentalized box. So it's wonderful to have you on. You know, for some reason, what the two of you are doing, and they'll leap in here at any time. I'm just not hearing you, but I'm hearing all of these little Skype noises, which makes me think that they're still trying to connect you. But, you know, you're going to think this is weird, but for some reason, what you are doing reminds me of Childhood's End.
Exactly.
Like, oh, you're familiar with the book.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it's something I reference often, because I actually read it fairly recently, and right before Arthur C. Clarke died.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just stunned at basically, the precog abilities of Arthur C. Clarke, and the fact that he was probably clued in at a very high level to have written such a book, and we got some verification of that afterwards. But we wanted to interview him, and we were trying to arrange the interview a few months before he died. And then he died fairly unexpectedly and quickly, and we were never able to conduct the interview. Which was, at least in my eyes, a tragedy, because I really felt that him being so close to passing, that maybe he would be willing to reveal some things.
You may have been right, and the reason he may have passed so quickly is someone, the big they, knew that you and Bill were on your way.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that, you know, we had a contact, and we were getting in touch, and he was having some pretty severe, I guess, health problems right towards the end of his life, or at least that's what we were being told.
Well, now, did anyone ever tell you why it was that he chose to live on some exotic island out in the middle of the Pacific?
Well, then, you know, that's a really interesting question. You know, do you have a theory on that? Because, no, I don't.
Well,
I haven't.
My theory is that he was afraid to come back to the United States, or actually afraid to come back to any major country.
Really? Okay, and, very interesting.
And, you know, from what I heard, he just stayed out there and never really left the island. And I can't remember which island it is, if it's, you know, Fiji or, I just don't know, Bali, one of those.
It's escaping me, the name of it, it'll come to me, but, yes, I do know what island it is.
Hey, you would have had so much fun. I really wish that you could have made that. Well,
no,
Bill, are you here? No.
I think what they need to do with Bill maybe is either call him back or I don't know if he has a landline. I guess he doesn't have a phone there. I'm not sure why the Skype connection isn't working. Perhaps they could call him back.
Do you know if he has what they call a Skype-in number? Because we're trying to reach him on the Skype-to-Skype. It's the new fangled invention that Joe has just created so that we can talk to people all around the world. But if he's got a Skype-in number, we can just call that Skype-in number.
No, I don't think he does.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, until we get him on in some way or other, we'll have a wonderful interview with you.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry. This isn't, you know, you're not able to capture, you know, the both of us at the moment. But certainly we can continue on about any subject you would like.
Well, one of the things that a lot of people wonder is, you know, what was in your background? I mean, why did you buy that camera? Why did you go interview? I mean, what was it within you that prompted you forward to do this?
Well, I mean, my background had been that I had heavily researched the occult and Eastern philosophy, and sort of had my own saga for many years prior to getting involved in Camelot. And so on top of that, I also was working in Hollywood and wanted to make movies, and so I was kind of working myself up the ladder, if you will, becoming an independent producer right before Camelot came into being. And I was becoming very frustrated, kind of hitting a glass ceiling, I guess you might call it,
yeah,
in which I was not able to get projects off the ground and also, you know, didn't seem to have the connections really necessary to get anywhere. I was writing spec screenplays that were sci-fi, and in order to do that, I was researching heavily on the net in every area. And, in fact, I was writing a screenplay specifically on the Anunnaki.
Now, you were part of that original release of information that, oh, my God, what was the name of that?
Wingmakers.
Wingmakers.
That's right.
You know, so many people felt that it was a fraud. I didn't. I thought that was, it certainly resonated with me.
Oh, yeah. It's full of, actually, you know, sort of, it's put in the form of a myth,
right.
But it's actually quite excellent information, and I highly recommend everyone to go through it carefully if you haven't already. We actually did an interview, I don't know if you're aware of that, with James, and
no,
he's hiding from the public as you know, he doesn't have his face on video or do interviews or any of that sort of thing normally,
mm-hmm.
Except with his webmaster, which he came out a year or two ago, actually with voice altering software, in which he did an interview with his webmaster. And then because I had gotten, the rights, to what's called an option on the rights to make the movie from James and Mark and got to know them both fairly well in that working kind of situation. I guess he had grown to trust me, or whatever you want to call it. And so I had hoped for years and tried for years to get an interview with him, and finally did achieve that about a year ago, I think it was. And it's quite an, I'm quite proud of it. I think it's an excellent interview. It's on our site. It's a written interview.
Oh, and it's a written
all
interview.
Up to Friday.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that I have read any of your written interviews. I usually have your interviews on in the background while I'm doing things. If you have not gone to projectcamelot.com, you do not know what you are missing. But I think that most of my...
.org. Oh, let me stop you there. Sorry about that.
Thank
a lot
you,
of people will never find us if they go to .com. So it's projectcamelot.org. And you can use .net as well, but not .com does not work.
Oh, .com belongs to somebody else, huh?
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, when you buy domain names, you've got to buy all of them, or somebody else mimics you and makes you look, you know, like an idiot, you know, if somebody lands on one of the other ones. But I think most of our audience is so familiar with Project Camelot, because I get so many questions every day. Did you listen to what Carrie said about this? Did you listen to what Carrie said about that? And what do you think? I mean, this was the question that I told you that I was going to ask you. What do you think is the most important piece of information that you have heard in the 3 years that you've been doing this? And that gives you some time to think about it, Carrie. This is our first break. You are listening to Radio RMN. We are talking with Carrie Cassidy of Project Camelot. Hopefully Bill Ryan will be able to clear up the difficulties and get him on. And this is Radio RMN on the Micro Effect Broadcast Network.
Now, considering how rapidly the world is cascading toward gun control, we are rapidly approaching the time when the only way you're going to acquire and maintain possession of a firearm is if you build the darn thing yourself. Unfortunately, you can build them yourself. High-quality, dependable kits are available today. Fully legal, no serial numbers, no bureaucratic government 4473 forms to fill out, no background checks, none of that bureaucratic stuff. Just a kit full of parts and a little information. And what you make out of it, well, that's your business. And it's a good time to look at this because you can save a lot of money. Right now, KT Ordnance is offering a deal to all Micro Effect listeners. You buy one and you get one free, and you get free shipping on orders over $500. So how can you beat that? You go to ktordnance.com. KTORDNANCE.com. Your kids will get a bang out of this. KTordnance.com.
What if there was a technology that could assist you in breaking a lifetime of bad habits? Condense 10 years of spiritual growth into a few months rather than years. Would you do it? Would you feel like you are cheating? Change does not have to be difficult. The bioresonance technology is 20 years in the making, a culmination of Bill Kirkland's spiritual quest. Bill has created an electronic aid for mankind to make the next great leap to full consciousness. How? The bioresonance machine removes fear of negativity based on the United Field Theories of Burkhard Helm. Metron Calculus opens up access to the fifth and sixth dimension for health and personal power. Break through those glass ceilings and become a man of the ages with unlimited energy and spiritual power. Go to ascensionenergyprogram.com to find out more information or to sign up for your $35 trial month. Go to ascensionenergyprogram.com right now or call 307-200-4503. What if there was a technology that could assist you in breaking a lifetime of bad habits? Condense 10 years of spiritual growth into a few months rather than years. Would you do it? Would you feel like you are cheating? Change does not have to be difficult. The bioresonance technology is 20 years in the making, a culmination of Bill Kirkland's spiritual quest. Bill has created an electronic aid for mankind to make the next great leap to full consciousness. How? The bioresonance machine removes fear of negativity based on the United Field theories of Burkhard Helm. Metron Calculus opens up access to the fifth and sixth dimension for health and personal power. Break through those glass ceilings and become a man of the ages with unlimited energy and spiritual power. Go to AscensionEnergyProgram.com to find out more information or to sign up for your $35 trial month. Go to AscensionEnergyProgram.com right now or call 307-200-4503.
Welcome back. This is Radio RNN, and today we're supposed to be interviewing both Bill Ryan and Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot, but right at the moment it looks like we've only got Carrie on the line. Bill, if you're there, please jump in. So the question that we left you with was, in the 3 years that you've been doing this, and I know the last month or the last 2 months have been some of the most profound information ever. But what was it that personally, you know, raised red flags or caused some sort of aha reaction within you?
It's an interesting dynamic. I would say that in general, the information and the realization, it's kind of like a realization that has come through the time of working on this Project Camelot that I think both of us landed on, which is that consciousness is king, and that consciousness is actually the biggest secret, that the power of our consciousness as humans is what is actually the biggest secret being kept from us, not the underground bases and the secret space program and so on and so forth. All of these are really amazing and true details and information. But the real power of our consciousness and what it can do and is capable of and what that makes us, you know, true of us as humans, as multidimensional beings, actually, is the most stunning revelation that's come out of our work in Camelot. Aside from that, in terms of nuts and bolts secret information, I would say, and this is actually something I'm supposed to get killed for saying, but it's always the thing that's the most, touchy, right? That no one wants you to talk about, that it ends up to be the most stunning. But I have to say the race of robots being created.
The race of robots, is that what you said?
Yes.
Now, are these the super soldier robots that you're talking about?
Well, it's interesting. It started out with Duncan O'Finian. Duncan O'Finian was actually the perfect super soldier model, I guess you might say, in human form, for what they are now creating that, I guess, are a combination of human and robot.
Yeah, I actually was married to a man that had this done to him. And the one thing that he said is that the muscles in the body, I don't know whether they had implants put in them or what. He never fully explained it. But he said that they were, that he was like the $6 million man. That they could run forever, they would never get tired.
Incredible.
Did Duncan ever tell you what they did to them?
Well, he's described to some degree. I mean, what's going on with Duncan is that he's always recovering new memories.
Yes.
And that's a stunning process in itself. He was in a car accident that triggered the release of a lot of memories. He has a chip in his head and probably some other chips in his body as well. But, yeah, they, you know, his body chemistry has been altered. He has multiple personalities that can be triggered.
Mm-hmm.
So that much I know.
Do you know if he has extra organs, like an extra heart?
No, I don't. I actually don't know that. But I have to say that he is, you know, what we understand is he's the second generation. We understand there might have been a first prior to the 50s or in the very early 50s, I guess.
How old is Duncan?
I think he's in his late 40s.
Okay. Yeah, there were ones before him because I know men who are in their 50s and 60s that he has done too.
Okay. Right. And certainly if you were married to one, you would sort of know probably a great deal about this subject. So
yeah, I probably knew a lot of them and didn't even bother to realize that I knew more than I did. But you say there's something beyond that coming.
Oh, definitely. I mean, since then, there have been, you know, several models that have come out, and we're way down the line on this from what we understand, and this is secret information that I can't even reveal the source or sources, actually, or
sure.
sources on. And it's quite interesting. I do know that, I mean, in terms of what's in the public domain, I recently did an interview with Bill Deagle in which he talked about a base near China that contains a lot of these super soldier robots.
Is that the one that is on the island? I know there's one on an island right off the coast of China.
Perhaps. I don't think he specifies to us the location, although I could be wrong. And it looks like Bill has just come online here. Bill, are you there?
I'm here, and I'm here on a cordless phone. I hope you can hear me okay.
Oh, we can hear you wonderfully, Bill, and welcome. And you can hear the music. We're right at the bottom of the hour, and we were talking about what Dr. Deagle had said about the Chinese robots. And we'll come right back to that after this quick break on Radio RMN on the Micro Effect Radio Broadcast Network.
They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, naturally. And the world heareth them because it recognizes its own language. But we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us.
These are the words of 20th century prophet A.W. Tozer. He is the author of over 40 books that you aren't likely to find at your local Christian bookseller. So where can you go to find such inspiration? Introducing Cornerstone Books, with the largest selection available of the writings of A.W. Tozer, Amy Carmichael, Richard Wurmbrand, and countless others. Cornerstone Books makes the truth available worldwide with the detail and personality of a local bookseller. Visit the website at www.cornerstone-unlimited.com for a complete inventory of its authors, as well as audio files and much, much more. That's www.cornerstone-unlimited.com. Or you can call toll free at 888-239-9890. That's 888-239-9890.
Orgon Clogbusters for weather modification. You can bring rain to arid climate and bring energetic balance to your local environment. Are you worried about roadblocks, economic collapse, and forced vaccinations? Orgon provides a blanket of energetic protection to your home and your persons. Orgon, the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. Coined by Dr. Wilhelm Reich, Orgon has been called by great mystics and philosophers, Kai, Prana, or simply the Force. Why have I not heard of Orgon? Money and power, plain and simple. In these coming times of uncertainty, Orgon will provide you with the energy to make rational decisions in the face of calamity. Fortunes are made at the flood, and we are headed for the strongest test this nation has faced. Do you have the latest spiritual technologies available to assist you in creating a world of peace and power for the common man? Go to OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call now, 307-200-4503.
You know, considering how rapidly the world is cascading toward gun control, we are rapidly approaching the time when the only way you're going to acquire and maintain possession of a firearm is if you build the darn thing yourself. Unfortunately, you can build them yourself. High-quality, dependable kits are available today. Fully legal, no serial numbers, no bureaucratic government 4473 forms to fill out, no background checks, none of that bureaucratic stuff. Just a kit full of parts and a little information. And what you make out of it, well, that's your business. And it's a good time to look at this because you can save a lot of money. Right now, KT Ordnance is offering a deal to all Micro Effect listeners. You buy one and you get one free, and you get free shipping on orders over $500. So how can you beat that? You go to ktordnance.com. KTORDNANCE.com. Your kids will get a bang out of this. KTordnance.com.
The Micro Effect Broadcasting Network.
Right now.
The Micro Effect.
And welcome back. We are talking with the two people behind Project Camelot. We have Bill Ryan and Carrie Cassidy on the line. And I just personally feel that Project Camelot has a major role in how humanity will face our new frontier. And that's why I compared you earlier, Carrie, with Childhood's End. It's like what you are doing, and I don't know, maybe the God force is traveling with you, but you are raising the consciousness of the world, and I think you know that. And don't
well, thank you.
Don't be bashful.
No, I mean that's lovely. That is our objective, certainly. And as I said, I do think we are making some progress. You know, you never make as much progress as you want to or you think you should. So I just, we're always looking for ways to improve Project Camelot. We're in talks about going out and possibly doing some kind of world tour if we can figure out the financial end of things. We really do want to get the word out there, and I think it's our only hope, to be really honest with you. And, you know, I know it sounds kind of depressing, but I think that basically consciousness and reaching people, making them aware of what's really going on the planet is our only hope.
I do, too. Now, we had just left off with the Chinese robots in the robots in China. What did Dr. Deagle tell you about these robots?
I'm not sure if Bill is on the line, perhaps he will recall. It's actually recorded on the interview. It's quite recent.
But
he did talk about a number of robots, and I think it was a huge number, and I don't remember, you know, whether it's 50,000 or something of that nature. Other than that,
yeah.
He didn't have
that. Hello, everybody. I don't remember the exact details of what Dr. Deagle said, to be quite honest, but it's almost like the numbers and the details don't really matter. What it's symptomatic of is that there is an enormously high level of technology that's not necessarily being used for our own benefits. It's being hidden from us. And all of your listeners will immediately understand that that even assuming that these things exist, the kind of technology that's available to create some kind of biological robot could also be used to help paraplegics to walk, run, and even play basketball. We could cure every disease known to man. We could regrow amputated limbs. We could triple our lifespan if we wanted to do that. These sorts of technologies do exist, and that's just the tip of an enormous iceberg. And I wasn't able to be hooked up with the audio for the first half hour of the program, but maybe Kerry mentioned that one of our very deep insider contacts told us last year that the level of so-called black technology is probably about 10,000 years ahead of the technology that's available in the public domain and accelerating away from that at the rate of about 1,000 years per year. Now, it's almost a figure of speech, because I don't know how you measure these things in terms of numbers that make any kind of sense, but it's a big, broad brushstroke that illustrates the scale of the problem. And just as you and Kerry have been saying, one can't go up against that kind of thing with technology. I mean, in the last half hour, we couldn't even get my Skype hook up. So, you know, what chance have we got against the technology that's 1,000 years ahead of ours? These guys have got billions, if not trillions, of dollars. During the break, Kerry and I were talking about how we would pay our rent. I mean, quite seriously, but something that, if I could quote another person who is very close to our hearts, and this is David Icke. He came to Zurich to speak to an audience there a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things that he said very eloquently, that both Kerry and I completely agree with, is that even though the controllers seem to have a lot of money, seem to have a technology, seem to have a lot of access to hidden history, seem to have all of this enormous power and might behind them to do anything they want to, they are in a box. It's just a bigger box than the kind of box which they try and keep us in. And the one thing that can't be put in a box is consciousness itself. And so that's the way to outbox them, as it were, is through the power of consciousness. And I think we are doing something. There is feedback through our emails that seem to indicate that we're helping this process in some way. But we're only a part of a much larger team, which includes yourself, many of your listeners, a lot of other people that we both know about on the internet. This is a real team effort involving tens of thousands of people. Everyone's waking up right now, and there's a big groundswell of inspiration and information that's really doing this job in a kind of holographic, synergistic way. And we're just part of this. We're just swimming upstream with the rest of the salmon.
Boy, we certainly are, aren't we? But you know, I have to tell you guys that something changed maybe about 2 years ago, and I believe it was directly as a result of Project Camelot. And what I feel changed is all of these various people that had been, you know, sitting in their own little pond and were kind of a big fish in their own little pond, suddenly we all got swept up into the same ocean. And I believe Project Camelot was behind that. That's what I personally believe. Because, you know, we have had people that have tried to unify us. You know, I have rumor mills set up in such a way that we can't be conquered from outside. We could be conquered from inside if there's a sleeper in there. But it's like each one of us, and I have a broad spectrum of people, you know, from just ordinary housewives and carpenters who have a mind, of course, you know, to some people whose names you would know if they used their correct name. But we just sort of stay in our little world, and we don't get involved in anything outside of what we're bringing to Rumor Mill. And somehow, you two have been able, what should I say, to open this up, to be inclusive of everyone. And the disinformation agents and the psyops agents and all of those people, if they have attacked you, we don't see it. you handle it very well. But I'm sure you must have been attacked. How could you do what you're doing and not have been?
Actually, we have had sort of hidden, plausible deniability in place and all that. We've had multitude of incidents. In fact, you could even consider today the difficulty in reaching Bill, where he says normally the Skype connection where he is impeccable.
Right.
As one of those incidences. so we have all kinds of interference and small things that go on. But we also are told that there is a group of white hats operating out there, and that we do have some people on our side, and we have been told this. In fact, I can tell you this much, that we were told recently that we had fallen out of favor with a certain faction of, I guess your listeners may know them as Majestic. I believe they call themselves Scion now. They've gone under Committee of the Majority and a number of other names. But at any rate, we were told we'd fallen out of favor, actually from more than one source. And then one source wrote to us and said, but you are still going to be safe because we are watching your back. Now, that's a very, it sounds like a spy movie, but actually it's our lives. So it's quite interesting. But thank you so much, because it's huge to hear something of a validation of what we set out to do, that getting feedback from someone that actually I don't think I've never spoken to you before, Ray, and so to hear from you that you think that we have actually managed to do something of a step towards unifying this group of people and projects that have come forward to try to awaken people is actually a great validation.
You know, there's so many of us here, and I've been around since 84 doing it, but as Rumor Mill News since 96, before I was the Light Age Journal, trying to get people to wake up from a spiritual basis. And then I realized that, hey, you got to take in, the Federal Reserve, the illegal drugs, the illegal arms sales. You've got to take it all in. And then after I took all of that in, then I found out about all these other black projects that, literally kidnap our children, if they have tested high on some of those tests that they give them at school, and the kids look like they can be turned into remote viewers. I mean, a lot of our children aren't kidnapped by pedophiles. They're kidnapped by these government black ops because they've got something in them that they need. But it took me, from 84 until now, to fully wake up to the whole picture of what it is. And I don't think that I'm there yet. But you guys started in 2006. Do you see what I'm saying?
I think we're standing on the shoulders of giants, as they say. I mean, people like you, there are just huge people that have, I'm thinking of Beyond the Pale Horse, so there have been, and John Lear and before him, Bill Hamilton and then the really early people, Adamski and so on and so forth.
Adamski. But yes, I know all of the ones that you mentioned, and Bill Cooper was one of the first people. When I married my husband, and the FBI arrested him and threw him in prison 2 days after we were married, and this is a man I'd known for 13 years, and Bill Cooper was one of the first people to come forward and said, "Oh, I can vouch for your husband. I work with him. He's part of COM-12 with me." And COM-12 turned out to be, what would you call it, like Majestic Light?
Okay, yes.
And, it had all of these various parts of it, but the one part that my husband was part of, he was the pilot that flew, the commander of COM-12 to the moon and back. It took them 90 minutes for the round trip.
And, that's amazing.
And so, you know, just take a look at that technology. Now, where is that plane? Where is that plane hidden? I know a lot of their planes are hidden. You know, they have these elevators that take them up and down. And a lot of the planes are hidden over in Saudi Arabia. But it would have taken 90 minutes in an SR-71 to get to Saudi Arabia. And he was only checked out of prison, you know, not more than 2 hours. So that plane had to be very close to the prison, you know, where he was imprisoned. And to this day, I don't know if he really was in prison all that time or if he was only in prison during the times that I went to visit him. So I think...
Right.
I think
very astute. Very astute. Yeah, that's very possible.
Now, didn't you talk about someone who is like this? I can't remember who it is, but he's in prison. But you know that he is doing things outside of prison, or maybe that was one of your guests that was talking about that. But that is quite a common thing to do, because these men, you know, like Duncan. These men are dangerous. I can remember riding with my husband, and the guy in front of us, you know, flipped him off. My husband got out in a blowing snowstorm and put his fist through the guy's window. And I was there and able to use the command that I could get him to stand down with so that he stood down and left. But then my husband flashed him some sort of badge, and the guy said, oh God, I won't tell anybody. And I still to this day don't know what my husband showed him. But yes. That's the type of thing. I mean, literally, if one of these soldiers gets triggered prematurely, he could literally tear heads off of people. They have that ability. They have the ability to put their hands, when they tell their hands to become like a sword, their hands can go right through the rib cage and pull out a heart. And I was in a...
Yeah.
There are lots of things. Well, Bill, I asked Carrie, but I didn't get to ask you, but what do you think is the most important thing that you have learned from these interviews? And what about right now? What does our audience need to know right now?
Wow, okay. let me take the first question first. And I thought about that a little bit because you prepped us with that in an email. And like yourself, I'm sure, for many years, and certainly like Kerry, I've been familiar with most of the subjects that have come at us through Camelot for many, many years, long before Camelot was ever a concept, ever since we started in 2006. The two things which were really new to me, which I just didn't know anything about before at all, were the Super Soldier program that we've just been talking about, and actually the details of the Secret Space program. And I know that both of these things are items that you've had some personal experience with. And those have fascinated me because it's new information coming at me, which I didn't have access to in the, you know, in my own research in the, you know, in the 80s and 90s and so on and so forth. Whether it's important or not is a different matter. It's quite interesting because it's very interesting to talk about the Mars base and the secret space program and jump rooms and wormholes and what's really going on and who was on Mars long ago that built all this stuff. Whether it's important for us right now, I don't know. It's like it's interesting, but it might not be so important as some of the things that are not quite so sexy, as it were, if one was writing a movie. Just things like what they're trying to do with population reduction, what they're trying to do with microchipping, their plans for locking everyone down, restricting travel, possible martial law, all of that kind of stuff. That's kind of boring, but it's really important, you know what I mean? And so that's my best answer to that question. And you asked a second one, which interested me, and I've immediately forgotten what it was.
Well, the second part of the question kind of relates to the first part, too. But what is it that you feel my listeners need to hear? I mean, what affects their safety? What affects their lives? What affects their, you know, their liberty? What have you got to say about that?
Let me give a slightly quirky answer to that, because there are some very obvious answers, which you may already have spoken about. The quirky answer is to be aware that everything is connected to everything else, and there's an enormous big picture that may not immediately be apparent unless you really pull back. And we're talking about Bill Cooper, and in a very famous lecture he gave way back in something like 1990, it's still available in a fuzzy form on YouTube, well worth watching, is he said, nothing that you ever read in the news about geopolitics is ever going to make any sense at all until you factor in the extraterrestrial question. That's the kind of binding glue that's going to connect all of these loose bits and pieces that are rattling about that you can't put anywhere. Now, I think there's even more to it than that. I would take what Bill Cooper said, and I'd add some more components to this glue that stitches it all together. There's mind control, there's a secret space program, there's time travel. That's a huge part of the equation, and that could be one of the biggest secrets of all. It could be one of the sort of mind-blowing, mind-numbing aspects of this, which they really can't talk about. And maybe one of the reasons why they can't talk about it is because it still might be not very well understood. I think the nutshell advice that I would give anyone coming in at the subject, because there are some people out there, alternative media reporters, journalists, radio hosts, who are doing wonderful work, but some of them, for example, they don't do UFOs, or they don't do the Vatican, or they don't do the question of what's happening to our children, or they don't do the secret space program, or they don't do remote viewing, or they don't do channeling. And you've actually got to look at all of this stuff, because one of the secrets, if you like, that the controllers or the Illuminati or the Cabal or whatever you want to call them, one of the things that they hold and protect is the way that all of this is connected. It's connected, they connect technology, and they connect their concept of spirituality, they connect their knowledge of the fact that we are immortal beings and they have their own agenda. They connect all of this stuff together, and we are being misinformed and disinformed right from the moment that our children hit kindergarten about what the truth is. And to loop this right back onto ourselves, this is where the expansion of consciousness and the expansion of awareness can be so important, because they wouldn't have to lie to us so much and start so early if they weren't really afraid of what we would do with this knowledge and what we would do with our awareness. That's what actually gives us the power, the potential power, to break out of this confining box that they want us to be prisoners in. And I can't remember who it was. One of the two of you can remember who it was. Oh, it was probably Orwell or somebody like that. He said that there is no prisoner who's more secure. This is my paraphrase. There's no one who is more safely confined in their prison than the person who falsely believes that they are free.
Yes, I use that quite often.
I can't remember the quote. I'd love to remember.
Yeah, I don't remember who said it either.
But by God, it's true.
It certainly is. You know, when I put Rumor Mill News up on the website, I had a number of very, very, up on the web, before it was a newsletter magazine. And before it went on the web, I had three of my most trusted male friends who had been on the web for a very long time, at least two of them had. And they both told me, don't ever tell anyone about the time you went to Mars. Don't ever admit to have done time travel. Don't talk about extraterrestrials. And whatever you do, don't talk about channeling. And, you know, I sat back after you know, being advised on this. In the first couple of years, yeah, I did do mainly politics and information from sources in high places. And then, just like you had just said, there is no way that we can understand this tapestry that we are weaving if we leave out the extraterrestrials, the mind control, the channelers. And the channelers are the ones that are most left out. What do you feel about this phenomena of channeling? Carrie, let's talk with you, unless Bill has his thoughts completely formed already.
Okay. Well, I do want to say that there is another aspect that I want to bring into this, which we haven't discussed, which is some of the most important information that I think is coming forward now as well. And in a sense, it comes directly and answers that question. It is about the negative ETs that are here on the planet or just off the planet, depending on which ones you're talking about. Some are visitors. Some have been here for as long as we have or longer. And I'm talking about the reptilians or the Draco race, and I'm also talking about the grays that work for them. There are grays, apparently, that have changed sides and now work for the positive. But it's very important that people become aware as we move from the third dimension into the fourth dimension and into the fifth, which is what the Earth is in the process of doing. It's very important that people become aware that we have an enemy here, and it's a very powerful enemy, and it's not human. And that's another one of those biggest secrets that no one wants you to know. And it's become a lost, you know, sort of like a laughing stock, a giggle factor, whatever. But I point people to the information that is channeled in a very skillful way by Laura Knight Jestic, who
now you hear the music. Hold on to your thoughts, because we're going to come right back. This sounds just exciting. Folks, we have scored the big one today. We've got Bill Ryan and Carrie Cassidy, and I am just so thrilled to be talking with them. And as Carrie said, this is the first time the three of us have ever talked. We'll be right back here on the Micro Effect Broadcast Network in just a bit. Hang on.
You know, considering how rapidly the world is cascading toward gun control, we are rapidly approaching the time when the only way you're going to acquire and maintain possession of a firearm is if you build the darn thing yourself. Fortunately, you can build them yourself. High-quality, dependable kits are available today. Fully legal, no serial numbers, no bureaucratic government 4473 forms to fill out, no background checks, none of that bureaucratic stuff. Just a kit full of parts and a little information. And what you make out of it, well, that's your business. And it's a good time to look at this because you can save a lot of money. Right now, KT Ordnance is offering a deal to all Micro Effect listeners. You buy one and you get one free, and you get free shipping on orders over $500. So how can you beat that? You go to ktordnance.com. KTORDNANCE.com. Your kids will get a bang out of this. KTordnance.com.
Orgon Clogbusters for weather modification. You can bring rain to arid climates and bring energetic balance to your local environment. Are you worried about roadblocks, economic collapse, and forced vaccinations? Orgon provides a blanket of energetic protection to your home and your persons. Orgon, the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. Coined by Dr. Wilhelm Reich, Orgon has been called by great mystics and philosophers Kai, Prana, or simply the Force. Why have I not heard of Orgon? Money and power, plain and simple. In these coming times of uncertainty, Orgon will provide you with the energy to make rational decisions in the face of calamity. Fortunes are made at the flood, and we are headed for the strongest test this nation has faced. Do you have the latest spiritual technologies available to assist you in creating a world of peace and power for the common man? Go to OrgonProducts.org. That's ORGONEProducts.org. Or call now 307-200-4503.